Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy hour Friday, final hour for us, coming to you live from Bears Best here in Suwanee, the 6th annual Passion Foundation golf outing, supporting a great cause. Our buddy John Parla started the organization a number of years ago, and they raise a ton of money every single year at this event, and we're very happy to be here for sure. And still a lot to get to here in the final hour of the show. We'll get back into the big story of the day, get back into what's going to happen on a college football Saturday, Georgia, Florida specific, but some of the other fun games as well. Keys to a Falcons victory over the Dallas Cowboys coming up in 20 minutes from right now. They've lost 3 in a row to the Cowboys.
Yep.
3 in a row to the Cowboys since that game. I think it was that game where Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks in a game on Dak Prescott. So we'll get there in 20 minutes and then wrap things up, as always, with an AMA, any question, any topic. And also, as always, the final hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
Because I know that the spread, the Saints are going to Carolina. Bryce is going to start, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
No, I wasn't sure about that. But real quick, because it's on the rundown, we got to give our favorite 10U softball team, the Lady Blue Devils, the 10U coached by Bo. They're 10-3. They're going to play against the Lake Lanier Longhorns, and it's their last regular season game. So they're getting ready for the playoffs. They're going to win it all this year.
Damn right.
You damn right they are, because it's bad news for the Lanier Longhorns.
It's going to be a bad Saturday.
It's going
to be a bad
Saturday for you ladies.
I don't know if they wear green, but I know Bo said they attack green.
Yes.
Whatever, they're going to be attacking the Longhorns tomorrow.
Well, if they're Longhorns, they got to be burnt on, right?
You would think.
They are.
Okay.
They are burnt orange. Okay, that makes sense.
So
we attack
some
nasty burnt orange, too. It's all good.
Yeah.
Good.
Get you some.
Isn't it funny when high schools, or obviously in this case little leagues, whatever, but they'll use a logo that's obviously most popular by one team or school or whatever, but then it's the other color? It's that's the, like, if it was the Longhorn, but it was like black and green.
Oh yeah, it'd be ugly.
It's like, well, that's weird. Yeah. That doesn't really match. Yes. It doesn't make sense. Like, there's a lot of high schools that use like the Patriots logo.
Right.
But then sometimes it's not always red and blue.
Right.
That's
what you're saying.
You guys Patriots logo in black and yellow.
But yeah, I mean, I've always liked Longhorns. I mean, it felt good to smack them last year. But that burnt, whatever that is, that orange they wear, is so cool.
It's a good
color. With the white helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good
dope
uniform.
Yes, it's pretty dope.
The Texas font that they use, that looks it's like an Old West wanted poster or whatever,
it's
whatever you
dope
call that font.
Was Matthew McConaughey there last week?
Did you not watch it?
I just can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey was prominently featured
on
the podcast.
Okay, just making sure.
I had a little bone to pick with that, actually, on Monday. I was like, enough. We get it.
He's a Texas guy. He wears the same damn jacket
we
every year.
We get it. Yeah. He likes them. They show him on the sideline doing all kinds of weird, like,
but that's the crazy thing about it. It's like,
all
you know, and I love a Kirby, because I saw, you know, on Twitter and everything, Kirby's his post game on the sideline. He was talking about, we weren't for all that celebrity stuff, because all the celebs came in for that. I know VY was down there talking trash, and everybody was down there, all the Texans. Even my boy Carl Dukes. Remember last week, I remember the week before I left, Carl had everything brand new Texas walking around.
It was a lot of good new Texas.
All that was new Texas gear that Carl got from Fanatic that week. Every day I come in there, I look at Carl. Carl got a new hat on. It wasn't even cold. Carl had on the bomber jacket.
Yeah, that's what winning does.
Yeah, I was like, look at my, all that new Texas stuff.
How much new Washington stuff did I get last year? Every week.
Yeah, I was like, look at him.
How
much
new Washington stuff have I gotten this year? Nothing. I'm wearing the stuff from last year. All the weird other stuff they sell this year, they put the Big Ten logo on it.
Oh, they don't look good.
But I don't ever remember there being a Pac-12 logo on it.
Oh, they got a rep, though. They got a rep. They got a rep to conference.
But why? Like, who cares?
I don't know.
The Big Ten's not even going to exist in 5 years.
Because I bought a whole bunch of new Georgia stuff this year. I did.
But you always buy new Georgia.
No, I really actually don't really. Oh. I like T-shirts and shorts. I remember I used to always wear the same red shorts and everything, but I got some new ones. They ugly as hell, too. And I wore them. And they just don't look right. They're just real, real ugly. But I wore them in Hawaii, and they look real good. But that's what I'm saying. When your team is winning, you get all new stuff.
Yeah.
And so I got real outside myself, was filling myself with that all kind of new Georgia stuff. Don't even like it. Don't even look good on it. Like my old gray Georgia sweatshirt that I wear. Remember the red Georgia shirt I wear with the hole around the nipple? That one right there?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that I wear.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I wear that to work.
You love it so much, your nipple rubbed a hole in it.
Yeah, I wear it to work. I don't care. You know, the shirt, I remember the other red Georgia shirt I wear, it's been washed so much you can barely look at the G.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I got that in college.
One of the things I like about Georgia is you got, and I know those like brief instances of alternate uniforms, but for the most part, like, nothing's changed as far as logo, colors, right, jerseys you wear, right, stuff like that. So, like, a Georgia polo from 15, 20, 30 years ago,
it looks
like, it looks the same.
Right.
It looks good. Like, it might not be Nike or whatever it is. Like, different merchandise companies hold the rights at different times. The Huskies went through this weird era of the gold turned mustard,
uh-huh,
and the dog looked like a wolf.
Right.
I don't know what was happening. Whoever they had in charge of it, like, I think Nike was screwing us because Oregon's owned by Nike, you know what I mean? So
right,
I think Nike was screwing us to make us look bad.
You think so?
But, like, if you have Husky stuff from and I'm sure this is true of a lot of different schools as they sort of go through, you know, evolutions of their logo and colors and stuff like that. The colors stay the same, but they're slightly different shades.
Uh-huh.
There's an era of Washington football where their stuff's just crap.
It's raggedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like sand. Like, the gold looks like sand.
Yeah, that's raggedy.
And the purple looks blue.
That's raggedy.
Yeah.
That's
and
raggedy.
The Husky looked like a wolf.
But,
like,
I'm all about, because I don't say this because I went to Georgia. I like when we wear our regular uniforms. I hate it, and especially because we lost to Boise State. Them uniforms were against Boise State.
God, those were the worst.
They were awful. The black jersey is awful. The jersey they wore in Arkansas were awful. Like, let's leave it alone. I'm glad that Kirby just leaves it alone.
Yeah.
Like, what do they have to do to get Kirby to have when the year that they wore that when it went to Arkansas? Because Kirby didn't volunteer to do that.
Remind me what
you remember
it was.
That they went the red pants with the white jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, like they had to be like, Kirby, you have to wear this.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to wear it.
Some booster.
Somebody had to. Yeah. Somebody had to talk to him.
All right, I'll donate an extra $8 million.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll put a new wing on the weight room.
Yeah.
You got to wear them once.
Yeah, man.
All right, but yeah, he's not. They're not doing that anymore. They're not doing it tomorrow.
Hell
they're,
no.
They're wearing the regulars. Florida might wear some weird ones tomorrow.
Okay.
Florida wears weird.
It's gonna be, that ass gonna get spanked either way.
Tennessee's wearing black tomorrow.
I don't like it, but I saw the video.
The video's cool.
The video was awesome.
The
video was awesome.
But the jersey,
no.
I don't need it. I don't like the smoke ones that they wear either.
No, just no. Wear your orange jersey with your white pants.
We're orange and white.
Yes.
When did orange and white get too good for people, you know? Or people got too good for orange and white?
New damn eccentric.
These damn
zesty.
These damn kids.
Damn zesty era. That's all that is.
This is what it is.
All that throwback.
But he's damn zesty. Yeah. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Yeah, that's Kirby talking about the fact that ETN, obviously, yeah, started at Florida, played his last couple of years at Florida, and now he's at Georgia. And, like, people have always transferred, but there was a time where this would be, like, almost unthinkable.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, he was one of the best players on their team last year. And,
yeah,
in fact, it was impossible. You couldn't do it. You had to sit out a year. The very next year, you're starting,
yes,
a rivalry game against that,
yes,
school that you played for. And, you know, if someone told you that was happening, you're like, well, wow, that's going to be a huge story. What a traitor. What a huge – no one cares.
No one cares.
It doesn't matter. Everyone does it. There's guys that play for Georgia that play for Florida, probably, that played for Georgia. Every team, guys transfer,
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, that's why, you know, the funniest thing about college football in general is when these kids decommit. Like, I saw somebody, the kid decommitted. Now, it's October, so it had to be a couple weeks ago, right? And he's like, he decommitted from the school. He's been committed there since September.
So for three weeks. Yeah.
For 3 weeks, he was committed to a school. Like,
changed his mind.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yep. I mean, Trevor, he was their best player. He's an outstanding running back here at Georgia. I told you, I love him. He reminds me a lot of Swift, DeAndre Swift's, for good and bad.
Sure.
Like, take the damn 4 yards and let rock. You know, but, you know, and I hope they, and as we talked to Roddy earlier in the show, I'm with him. I hope Mike runs the ball tomorrow. I hope Mike Bobo runs the ball tomorrow, but we'll see how that goes. We've been with 65-35 as far as run pass in Georgia, and that could be because you don't have your guys up there to run the football. I don't know. But you got Tate takes back playing tomorrow, and this is going to be as close as since probably Clemson that you've probably started the – Clemson that you had all you guys,
yep,
up front.
Yep.
And so hopefully that opens up things in the run game because it did open up things in the run game against Clemson.
It did.
Yeah, and
it
so did. We'll see.
That's the best theory I can come up with as to why the offense is skewed so heavy pass to run. I thought that was an airplane.
What the hell is that?
I was pretty sure that's what those guys were over there doing.
Oh.
They've been putting that thing together for like an hour, and now the guy hit the remote control and he's flying an airplane around. That's what I thought they were doing over there.
It's a yellow drone. I mean, an orange drone.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that thing's way up there.
Oh, yeah.
These guys just took off this like little this toy airplane here on the driving range. I didn't know you could do that. No, you're allowed to fly. Maybe they're going to get some footage of the tournament or something as we're up here at Bears Best.
I don't know.
Pretty cool.
But it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's a camera on there?
Okay.
Wow. Cool. That's the best theory that I can come up with as to why Georgia's run-pass split has been the way that it's been. But I also think there's been games where they know Carson's not playing well,
yep.
and they just want to get his confidence up.
Yep.
I think after that, what was it, State game?
Yes.
When we just came out for the
ball.
Loss,
yeah.
They could have run the ball, but they were just like, let's
let Carson go.
That kind of sucks. Like, we need to not be like, just be confident, Carson. Like, we don't need to be.
But that's my thing.
Catered like
but that,
yeah, you had a bad game, so have a good one.
Yeah, but that's like, why I like, is this dude mentally tough enough?
That's
my thing.
Exactly
that's my,
what
that's
I
my
mean.
Thing. Is he mentally tough
exactly
enough that you got to keep on coddling this dude?
All right, you had a bad game.
I mean, so what?
Now go have a good one. Like, what are we talking about? Like, but I do think getting the lineman back, getting the starting center back, getting Tate Ratledge back, they'll run the ball more tomorrow probably.
We'll see.
I think they will.
We'll see.
I hope they do.
We'll see.
They're going to run it
run
a lot.
Run the damn ball, Bobo.
They're going to run it a lot in the second half when they're up by 30.
Run the ball, Bobo.
All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what it's going to take for the Falcons to beat the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That would have been really funny to do when everybody was on the driving range getting ready for the golf tournament like an hour and a half ago.
That would have been awesome.
That would have turned some heads.
Yeah, I mean, we some head turns out.
Always happens.
Just saw this about Shane Steichen and GM. They sat down with Richardson for about 45 minutes to discuss the decision to fully hash out the reason why he was benched.
That's good because yesterday he was asked if they gave him a reason, and he said not really.
Right.
And, I mean, it's not – he knows. I think everybody knows.
Yeah.
Hadn't played very good.
Right.
And then he took himself out of the game.
Yes. And I heard a couple of the older players on his team, not these little young jits that they be playing video games with walkie-talkies and headphones and stuff. And you hear them, and they were the older players, like, kind of, you can hear in their voice, like.
Of course.
And then, but the young walkie-talkie and headphone brothers, well, it was a long run.
Yeah, no, I saw a lot of reaction to it on in some articles that I've been reading this week about the league too, where people were like, running backs come out of the game. I'm like, what are you doing?
Y'all are such dumbass.
Can we stop justifying every dumb thing that happens?
Yes.
Just 'cause, all right.
But the funniest clip I saw yesterday about the whole thing, do you remember draft day, right, when he was drafted?
Him, yes.
And do you remember his little brother, who we all thought was grown and was 13 and had a neck tat with that turtleneck?
Yes.
And I saw the clip again. Damn, brother, that deep-ass 13-year-old boy, he be pulling them eighth graders. He be pulling them with that damn boy.
Yeah, very surprising voice.
Yeah, when he said something.
Small young brother.
Everybody's like, what? Whoa.
I was in the backyard yesterday, and, like, you know, a lot of trees back there, whatever, birds chirping. A bird chirped, and it had a deep voice. Have you ever heard?
No.
It was like Barry White, the bird. I was shocked. I was like, what was that? Because it sounded like someone said something, like in the tree. And I was like, wait a second. I should have recorded it. Yeah. I'm mad I didn't record it.
Yeah, a baritone bird.
It said, you know, like a bird chirps, and I'm like, chirp, chirp, chirp.
It was like, chirp.
I was like, what happened? I couldn't believe it.
A Barry White bird. Yes. A Barry White bird.
Barry White-tailed dove or something like that was in the – I don't know what it was. It blew me away. I wish that I would have gotten a recording of it, but you just have to take my word for it. Okay. The Falcons play the Cowboys on Sunday, Randy. Have you heard?
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to take place at 1 o'clock.
It's going to be it's going to be this right here. It's going to lead every story on Monday.
No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
Whether the Cowboys win or the Cowboys lose.
It's going to lead.
They'll be the lead story on
ESPN on Monday.
If they win.
If they win. If who wins?
If the Cowboys win.
If the Cowboys win, this is a springboard.
It's the beginning of the storybook.
That's exactly what it is.
Because Jerry already gave him the headline this week. That's why he does interviews.
Yes.
So he can give him the headline.
Yes.
If the Cowboys. And we'll have to sit there all week and watch the Falcons be talked about.
Because it's not going to be Monday. It's not going to be
Monday. No, it'll be all week.
Yes, it'll be all week.
Oh, they'll have a different version of it every day next week.
Yes, that's exactly
what they do. So that's kind of what the Falcons are giving us an opportunity to avoid.
Yes.
It's not just winning the game to get to 6-3
right.
and handling business at home. save the Falcons fans the nausea of having to watch the conversation next week.
I mean, it's going to be all week.
Because here's the flip side of it, which is actually going to be pretty great. They're going to talk about the Cowboys anyway.
Yep.
If you beat them,
you're going to be talked about.
And they're 3-5.
Yes.
Their season's over. And especially if some nonsense happens, as it has in Cowboys games, and they play terrible, or maybe somebody says something, or like just in the last 2 weeks, Jerry Jones tried to fire a sports radio guy on his show because he didn't like his question. Diggs went out in the hallway and tried to fight a reporter because he tweeted about him during the game. And they've lost both of those both of those games and not played particularly well, and all their best players are hurt and all that kind of stuff. So my number one key to the game isn't even really an X's and O's football thing. It's just allow the Cowboys to continue to self-destruct.
Yeah.
They're self-destructing.
Yes.
Just let them. Just back off and let them. Just play your do normal run-of-the-mill standard football stuff. And let the Cowboys come apart at the seams because they are on the verge of doing so.
Yes, this. Yeah, you said it earlier in the show. They're coming loose by the threads. That's exactly what's going on with this team. This team, and if you're the Falcons, with most of our first key, run till you can't no more. Run till you can't no more. This should be one of the – this should not – they didn't get better against the run by one. It's the personnel and the people that are on the field.
Yeah, they're just
it's not a scheme. No. It's not nothing. It's the people that are on the football field. The Falcons should bludgeon them. They should bludgeon this damn Cowboys defense. And they don't let them run. Mm-hmm. All right, now, they are a team, they're a quarterback-driven team, and Dak and everything. Dak is good. Is a really good quarterback that if you give him the time, he will get you. All right, and they have just enough weapons for him to get you. All right, we know what 88 is. They got Tolbert, and we know Ferg, and there might be somebody else I'm leaving out. But he has talent if you don't do something. You got to move him. You got to be able to do something because if you do, he'll throw him to you. He'll give it to you.
I said I wasn't going to do it, but I did it on accident. Just based on what you were talking about there, I think I've come up with a way the Falcons can generate a pass rush.
What?
I think we said we were going to stop doing it because every time we come up with – well, if they had a lead.
Right.
No.
Right.
The third and long. Get them third and
right.
long. Maybe if they make the Cowboys one-dimensional, which is really easy to do because they can't run the football. Like, they're gonna have to throw if they can't run.
Right.
Make them one-dimensional. Because oftentimes if you make an offense one-dimensional and you know what they're going to do,
it helps.
Then you can gear up to stop it.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
Let's hope. How about that?
How about let's combine them? Combine them.
Okay.
Combine them. Be good on first and second against the run.
Uh-huh.
So that's third and long.
Okay.
So then they're one-dimensional.
Yes.
And have a lead.
Yes.
And home field.
Yes.
So loud.
Right.
And what else did we need to do? What else was there? I don't remember. But could be.
It could be. But
that could be the recipe.
Like, get one. Get something.
Yeah.
You remember my man Big Q used to always say, sacks come in bunches. Well, they ain't had nothing to munch.
No.
You know, but I think that, you know.
I think Big Hugh said that because for him they did.
Yeah, pretty much. But what do we say in 11 o'clock hour? Don't let this offensive line off the hook.
Yeah.
Don't let them off the hook. Don't let this be the day that they can be able to get the run game going. Don't let Zeke be doing that damn dumbass celebration.
What does he do?
That eating and all that.
Oh,
crap.
Yeah.
Don't let him be doing that dumbass. Don't let him be doing that. You know, don't let Dalvin get going and everything. And whoever the guy is that everybody's like, oh, they're missing Dalvin. No. You let them be just over there. And you get after Dak and his offense. Do not let their offensive line off the damn hook.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're
a really bad offensive line.
Don't, you know what? Damn that. Don't let their lines of scrimmages off the hook.
Yeah, they're a bad defensive
line.
Yes,
don't let them take advantage of it.
Obviously, use the run to your advantage, like Randy said. Keep running. I had Bijan and Tyler need to combine for over 30 carries.
Yes.
However you want to split it, that's fine.
Yes.
Whatever it needs to look like. You also they should average over 5 yards per carry as well.
Yes.
And if that's the case, I mean, if you can do that, which you should be able to do, that's a lot of game clock.
Yeah. Don't have Kurt around 40 attempts.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that against this team. You should not need to do that. Run the damn football against this team.
Yeah, if Kirk Cousins is throwing the ball that much, the Falcons got behind early or somebody got hurt or something.
Or they can't run the ball.
Or for whatever reason, the Cowboys somehow decided that they were going to stop the run for the first time this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really lean heavy on the run game. You should be able to do it. Should be another big day for Bijan as well. He's been playing really well. And the other thing, this goes for both runners and Kirk and everybody. You really can't afford to turn the ball over.
No.
On Sunday.
No.
Because, again, with what the Falcons' pass rush is and what Dak and CeeDee Lamb are capable of, you give them extra possessions, then you're going to be in a shootout.
Yes. You
find yourself in a close game in the fourth quarter. If you protect the football and run the football, there's a victory formation in the Falcons' future.
Yeah, man.
In this game on Sunday in the fourth quarter.
But there's nothing about this defense that lets me know that I think the Falcons will win this game. But I think it's like 35-31.
Yeah, there's nothing about this season that tells me that the Falcons are going to be playing anything but close games.
Right.
Except for against Carolina.
Yes.
Obviously, they're going to – and I guess Seattle. The Seattle game was in the opposite direction. You know, Penix got in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, they got Penix in there for like 4 minutes.
Okay.
He threw one pass.
Was it complete?
It was.
Okay.
It was complete.
All right.
I was a little bit like, if they let him unleash one here,
yeah.
Like – they didn't. It was like a little quick screen pass, and then they ran the ball a bunch of times. If you give them extra possessions, then you're just asking for it against the team that you're better than,
yes.
And you have no business losing to at home. Conversely, that's your weapon on defense. Obviously, you're not getting to the quarterback. You got to have some timely interceptions. They did last week.
They did
a great job. Or a punch out. I mean, Bates has been really good at that. Maybe you're getting Landman and Anderson back. Hopefully you'll have those guys out there and can generate some turnovers that way as well. But you're going to need a couple of turnovers just to skew the possessions in your favor.
Yeah, you got to steal one. You got to hold them to field goals when they get in the range, because they're going to make plays. I mean, this is the NFL.
Yeah, CeeDee's going to have a lot of targets and a lot of yards.
And the thing about him, and the most important thing about 88 is you got to get him on the ground. He is one of the best run-after-catch receivers in football. You got to get them on the damn ground, and that's going to be vital to them. But yeah, I just don't think there's any reason why the Falcons should not win this game. But they've got to play their game, because if they don't, and like you said before, they get into a point where they can't run the football. If they can't run the football against this defense, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yes. Yes.
Against this defense.
Absolutely. And I think that they probably will be able to, and hopefully they do. And say the game just kind of goes the way we're expecting it to go. Say we're right, and it goes this way. And they score 34, 35, whatever, and they give up 28, 31, whatever, and you win the game that way. To me, that kind of reinforces what we've been talking about all week, which is you kind of owe it to this offense to go out and do something before the deadline next week.
You said the offense?
Yeah. No. You owe it as a team,
to
get somebody to help this defense.
I got you.
Because I think they can score 30 on anybody.
Yeah.
They've been able to do that the last month or so, but there's also no guarantee that they're going to hold the team under, under that point total. Yeah, feels like a shootout. Feels like the Falcons win the game. Hopefully that's what happens, and hopefully that's a reminder that it would be a good idea to go make a trade for a pass rusher or two before the deadline next week. We'll all find out together when they play the Cowboys on Sunday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. It's a happy hour Friday. We're on a golf course. Make them weird if you want. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Quick shout out to all the folks here at Bears Best in Suwannee. And, of course, our guy John Parla. We have been broadcasting live and still broadcasting live from the 6th Annual Passion Foundation Golf Outing. Very hospitable.
Yeah, man.
Folks up here.
Yeah, very nice. Very, very nice people, man. Everybody's been really, really nice. And again, thanks to JP for inviting us out and everything for a great cause. And hopefully they're hitting them straight. Everybody's rolled by, hitting them straight. And saying they're hitting them straight as they are.
Everyone's lying.
Everybody's lying. Exactly.
Nobody's out there.
Exactly.
That guy's not. He took the wrong golf cart.
He took the wrong damn golf cart.
He parked here to go in and do something, came back out and took the wrong golf cart. So he's not doing any. I mean, he's not driving straight. He's not hitting them straight.
Yeah, and he's the only one solo. Does anybody want to play with him?
Maybe they knew.
You know, maybe they're
not. Know how to act.
He's not going
to
be on my damn team.
All right, let's get to some questions. Let's start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Andy, boy, you heard a bird that said, yeah.
Y'all got a deep voice bird in my backyard, man. I don't know what's going on.
All right, Randy, man, you closer to my age. I'm 51. I'm going to talk about some of the early 80s, late 90s struggle. Bump, you kind of fall in behind us. But when you used to have them little parties in the basement and we used to record off the Fresh Party with Mike Roberts, you had to get that double disc radio cassette. But you got to put that tape of foil in one of them, that side tape on a play and record, it won't go down. But you try to get your music right. And damn if them instructions, old school GPS. Hey, bro, turn by Kmart. Go by three lights out and turn by churches. And you need some quarters, because if you mess it up, man, just stay right there, bro. We're going to come get you. So I didn't want to take y'all take on old school stuff like that.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
We'll walk down memory
walk
lane.
Walk down memory lane.
Everybody made their own tapes.
Everybody made their own tape. And you have tried to, especially when you're recording off the radio, you try to get to them before the damn commercials come on.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, everybody knows that. I mean, it was always, you know, I remember it was always funny because it was always, we lived in Macon with my Aunt Melanie, WIBB. That was the channel. But obviously, all the hip hop, and you can never get that WIBB off of that thing because it came in so.
They timed it up too close.
They timed it so perfectly.
Dang.
WIBB.
Yeah. I mean, as for the driving directions, that's true. I don't ever remember getting lost, though.
Ever.
I don't ever remember, like, just being stranded in the middle of nowhere.
Ever.
And now I don't go anywhere without putting it on my phone just to know the fastest route.
I don't ever remember that.
I'm a slave to the GPS,
there's
unfortunately.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Christian is in Marietta. Hey, Christian.
All right, boys. Yeah, first off, I'm looking forward to going to this game. This goes, my best friend's a Cowboys fan, and this is our ritual just about every 4 years.
Oh, right. Your son's been playing great.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is Kyle Pitts' dad, for people that don't know.
It's only beginning for him. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. If there's any two people in the world that should want to see the Cowboys get busted up this Sunday, it should be you two guys. Because of what Jerry did to your counterparts over in Dallas. Oh. I mean, just imagine Arthur Blank calling to this show right now and telling you guys to go to hell. I mean, just.
That's pretty much what he said.
Just tell me how you feel.
That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah, thanks, Christian. I hadn't thought about that. I don't know that I'm rooting against him anymore because of his lashing out against my radio brethren.
I don't know them.
I don't know those guys
either. Yeah, you know me, though.
I know this. If Arthur Blank wanted me fired, I would be.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, the funniest.
I know this.
The funniest thing ever with Mr. Blank was, I remember I was filling in, and we had him on. I'll never forget this day we had him on. And the interview was going a little long and because of the questions that were being asked by somebody else.
Long questions.
Long questions.
Okay.
And Mr. Blank said, in the middle of this damn interview, he said, how much longer do we got? I looked over here. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I went up that.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're done.
When he says that,
matter of fact, it's over.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. That doesn't say.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anybody who's done live interviews, whatever, you've had good ones, you've had bad ones, whatever. If you're ever wondering if it's going bad and the guy says, when's this over?
Yep.
You don't have to wonder anymore.
Yeah, dog.
It's going bad.
I was like, oh.
It's
yep.
bad interview.
Time to get on there.
Oh, man, that's great. Kenny is in Smyrna. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, all, what's up?
Hi, Kenny.
All right. First off, I got to make a little PSA here. Sunday, we're playing the Cowboys. Dirty Bird Nation, listen up. If you are going to this game, we need you loud. We need you to show up and show out. You know those Cowboys fans, they're going to be coming. They are going to be loud. We need to be louder than them because we need to start winning at home. I'm tired of games like the Steelers, the Chiefs. Everyone is from the other team. No,
you're damn right.
We need to be loud. This
Amen,
is
Kenny.
Our house.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Kenny.
Now, my question is, what impact do you think that crowd will have? Sorry, I'm a little hyped up.
I can tell.
I don't.
Yeah.
What impact will the crowd have?
Fan support will have for a game like this.
Well, after that speech you
after
just
that
gave,
speech you just I gave, Kenny, everybody's going to be up in that thing.
Yeah, there won't be a quiet.
Yeah, it won't be no quiet. But
the
I mean,
whole
yeah.
Thing.
Go in there and have fun. It should be a lot of fun. Don't be in that fight. We don't want to see nobody face down in no damn urinal.
Don't fight.
And everything.
Please don't fight.
But yeah, I mean, because they're going to travel. Them damn Cowboy fans are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
All right, they're going to be in that stadium with the damn Cowboy hats on and them damn big old necklaces, and they're going to be hollering, "We the boys," and all that other crap.
Yeah, here's the deal. Like, if the Falcons play well, all those people are quiet. And that's the best part.
Yep.
They're going to be there. There's going to be Cowboys fans
yes.
there. It is what it
it's gonna
is.
There's going to be a lot of them.
And if the Falcons play great and beat the hell out of the Cowboys, then those folks are going to be quiet,
yes.
and that's great. And the Falcons fans will be loud. It will make it worse if the Falcons lose and all those folks get to be loud,
yes.
and then they tell you about it on the way out of the stadium.
Yes.
So it's on the Falcons, just like in the Seahawks game. I can't – you weren't here, and thank goodness, because you might have jumped through the phone and tried to strangle Joe. Joe tried to talk about how the Falcons fans – didn't set the tone at the beginning of the game against the Seahawks. It was kind of quiet in there. And I was like, well, you know whose job it is to set the tone?
It's the players.
The players.
Yes.
Who played like crap that day. They had
yes.
three false starts on their first offensive drive. That wasn't had anything to do with the fans. Anyway, I don't want to hear about any of that stuff on Sunday. Just beat them, and then you won't have to deal with any of it. Kevin is in Roswell. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to ask, what is the very first thing both of you remember, just ever, first thing you can remember?
First
oh, man.
Memory.
First memory. Wow. I remember, was I three? And I fell into an ant bed.
That'll stick.
I remember I fell into an ant bed, and I remember my mama put me in the bathtub to wash them off of me.
Okay.
I do remember that.
And you remember that?
I remember that.
See, because yes. mine is kind of weird
yeah,
because there's stories that you hear. So do I really remember it
yeah.
or do I remember you telling me the story? My dad videoed my fifth birthday. So, like, I have, but I don't really remember it.
Right.
I just have the video of it.
Right.
I don't know. I remember living with my grandparents when I was, like, two.
Uh-huh.
I remember we lived with my grandparents when I was two. And after dinner, me and my grandpa would sit on the stairs and talk. Whatever we would talk about, who knows, I'm two.
Right.
But I remember that we would do that after dinner.
Okay.
I remember it. I don't remember what we were doing, but I remember that that would happen.
Okay.
That's pretty early.
So that's pretty damn early.
Pretty
yeah.
early.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, I know. Now that Lily's like 4+, because like when she's younger, it's like she won't remember this.
Yes.
Like that wasn't a great dad moment, but she's not going to remember it. Now she might start remembering stuff.
Yep.
Now you're really on the hook.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you're really parenting right.
Watch yourself.
John is in Union City. Hey, John.
Gentlemen, I got a question I need to ask you because I guess this is this segment where you ask questions and you answer.
It is indeed.
That's the scientific method, I guess. Now, I want both of you to think about the worst, roughest, toughest coach that you've ever been coached by, no matter what sports it's in.
Okay. Sure.
If Kyle Pitts had been Cadillacing into the end zone like that, what would that coach say or do? And then you had a fool last night do the same, just about the same
yep.
damn thing.
Yep,
you but know? Worse.
But worse. His is worse.
His was worse because he did it to himself.
His.
Yeah, and they took it away. Yeah, that's right.
All right,
John.
If they had the right answer, they'd have took his too. Right
yeah,
angle,
yeah
it's
true.
It is very,
all right,
very
so
true.
The meanest coach you ever played for, what would they have said to Kyle Pitts after
who is
that
the,
play?
Who is the meanest coach I've ever had? I don't know who the meanest coach I've ever had. Maybe it's Nick Saban? Maybe?
I mean,
maybe?
Pretty famously mean
yeah.
coach.
Yeah, he's not mean. He's not mean.
But, like, that's the guy people
yeah.
think of when they
yeah.
think of, like,
oh, yeah.
a
Nick,
coach.
You remember, it's always a clip out there. I think he was at LSU.
Uh-huh.
And him and Will Muschamp is hollering at that
uh-huh.
boy coming out the field.
Yep.
That's what it would look like.
Yeah, that's what it would
that's
look
exactly
like.
That's exactly what it would look like. That's exactly what it looked like.
And I don't know. Raheem obviously handles his business different. He's a different guy.
Yeah.
Whatever he said to him, hopefully he heard.
Yeah.
Because don't do that again.
Yeah.
Like, we just can never have that happen ever again. Verbal is in Atlanta. Hey, Verbal.
Hey, guys, listen, earlier this week, you guys broke the news on what Tom Brady was listening to after finding out what happened with his ex. So,
yeah.
Listen, man, I would have recommended Tom to listen to I Hit It First by Ray J. Now, I had a question for you guys. And I know it's all been a minute since you guys have had a breakup, but I wanted to know, man, if it happened a long time ago, what was your go-to breakup song?
Oh, man. I tell you. Oh, yes. I always remember this. I was in the sixth or seventh grade. No, he just moved back to the States, so I might have been in the eighth grade. And it was this chick that I was, you know, messing around with or whatever. And so, it wasn't a breakup. We just stopped talking or whatever. But that damn If I Ever Fall in Love came on. And that was when it first came out. And she was, you know, she had brown eyes. Now, I wasn't like Martin. When Martin and Gina broke up crying and stuff, I wasn't like that. Oh. But I damn sure was like, bah! You know, I was hitting that line every single time. Yeah. But yeah.
I was.
Tomorrow.
You name it. Think of the saddest music that exists. And then picture just a sad guy alone in an apartment.
Would you be crying?
Oh, yeah. Dude, when I go through it, okay? Like, you know me. Like, when I'm doing something, I'm doing it.
I know. No, you're all in.
All in. When I'm there,
yeah,
I'm all in.
Just
the worst. Like, so I wish, and finally, like, my brothers or somebody would finally come around and be like,
get out of this.
Stop it.
Grow up. I got a question. What would Barbara say?
She would be there for me. She'd be there for me. She'd be on my back. Shoulder to cry on, you know?
Angel's way different. Angel, hey, boy, you get your ass up off that couch.
Well, my mom,
there's
like,
one girl.
It would evolve. Like, at first, the first reaction was very comforting, but then after a while, she'd be like, we didn't like her that much anyway.
Angel.
She would make lies up about how she wasn't even that great.
I got an old school. My mom was like, all this, you know what, I need streets, boy? And you've been crying about this damn girl.
My mom never said that. Been hilarious if she did. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Okay. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
A bare white chirping bird in Andy's backyard, and ear implants are a real thing.
Okay, so we were talking about people with little ears.
Yes.
And Randy said, some people got them Cam Newtons. To describe little ears. That is the funniest thing I heard all day. God, that was funny. Frozen.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from. I got some the wrong button hit over here. So, yeah, nobody, speaking of ears, nobody wants light-skinned ears.
No.
Okay, that was the funniest thing I heard. Actually, that was funny.
No one wants light-skinned ears.
And Randy wore a Georgia shirt so much that his nipple wore a hole in it.
Yeah, man. That's before I started wearing tank top under my shirt, man. Well, y'all better get – where y'all are undershirt, man? All right, where your undershirt is a quick pull-off. Oh, yeah, baby, it is another great week. This is my jam right here.
Yep.
And ain't nothing wrong with Cam Newton ears. I was just like, you know, they just
big guy, little ears.
Yeah, that's it.
Now he keeps it wrapped in silk, so you don't even notice.
When did he start? I mean, whatever, man. He's fresh as hell to me.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Do your thing,
man. I can dig it, brother.
What did somebody say? He dresses like he drives a hot air balloon?
Yes. I saw that today, and that was the greatest thing in the world right there, man.
It's pretty good.
The greatest thing in the world.
Hey, everybody have an awesome weekend. Have a really, really good weekend. I'm not going to be here Monday, but I'll be back on Tuesday.
Yeah, man. You have a safe travel, brother, and I'll see you on Tuesday, man.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Ow!